Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thanks so much for staying with us. So some members of the Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department today took to the streets, really causing major traffic disruptions. And I think I say that quite cautiously because there are debates about whether it was major or not. But we'll hear from Samu, which represents some of the workers there. Samu Ekurhuleni chairperson Chris Mabunda is on the line with us. Mr. Mabunda, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to your listeners.
What are the grievances of some of your members?
No, the main grievance is salary adjustment, and the second major one is danger allowance that members are demanding from the municipality.
And you know, we need to talk a little bit about the methods. This, if my memory serves, was an unprotected strike. We are hearing that some of your members are saying, well, it wasn't quite a strike, it was just a go slow. How do you categorize what happened today?
No, actually, there was no strike, there was no go slow. It's just that in the morning, you'll understand that all the freeways are packed in Ekurhuleni, as people are traveling to their different destinations. So the unfortunate part is that the members of EMPD were moving at a very slow pace, and it may have appeared as if it's a go slow or a blockade, but there was nothing like that because they moved straight to their head office to meet and have a meeting with their employer.
Mr. Mabunda, I heard you earlier on saying today it was a go slow, your own words. Are you saying you've changed your mind?
No. I had different media interviews today. I did not mention any go slow. There was no go slow. It was a clear, meeting with the employer, and that meeting took place immediately when they arrived at Germiston.
How did the meeting go, Mr. Mabunda?
The meeting went very well. It was very fruitful, by the way, because we managed to reach consensus on some of the issues with the employer. Tomorrow we are meeting at 12 o'clock with the mayoral committee to get deeper into the issues.
All right. I really appreciate you giving us your time to clarify all of that. Samu Ekurhuleni Chairperson Chris Mabunda. Listening into that conversation is an MMC for Finance in the city of Ekurhuleni, Jongizizwe Dlabati. MMC, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
No, thank you very much, Sister. No, good evening to you and thanks for the opportunity.
MMC, how do you categorize what happened earlier on today?
The city has expressed itself about this unfortunate incident that took place this morning, and the city has condemned it in that regard because it was a clearly organized type of an activity that caused a disruption in the flow of traffic. So we should not beat around the bush about it. Unfortunately, we condemn it, and it should not have happened purely because these are essential workers. Be that as it may, we have articulated the fact that we don't undermine the issues that are at hand. And for that reason, we have then taken the matter collectively as the mayoral committee to say that we are going to have an engagement with the affected parties. I must say that, Ms. Pemo, that the issues were tabled with the department. The leadership of the MMC and the acting chiefs of police did attempt to give a feedback to their respective officers on the issues that they've raised. But it was quite clear that they were not happy with the responses. And that is why they took an action that they took today. And as a result of appreciating the importance of EMPD in the institution, we then escalated the matter to say that it will now be dealt with by the task team from the mayoral committee. We are meeting tomorrow, as the chair of SAMU has indicated, so that we can have an in-depth appreciation of the issue and that we are being allowed an opportunity to give response where necessary. But the intention really is a problem-solving type of an engagement, mm-hmm. Possible to find a solution. But
That line is not holding, MMC. Maybe perhaps move a little bit for us?
I'm not sure if I'm
audible. Much better now. Yes, much better now.
Yes, I was saying I must reiterate the fact that we condemn what happened early this morning.
Yes.
It should not have happened, and we apologize to the affected commuters and really the business at large, because we appreciate that such an unfortunate act, it did affect not only the mobility but the economy.
MMC, you may have seen on various platforms where political parties are saying, you know, they really want to see some disciplinary action. I also take the fact that you've just said, you know, you want to engage with this to come to some sort of a resolution. What's the decision that the city is going to take in terms of acting on disciplining these workers?
We'll leave that with the administrative leadership. Safe to say that at the level of political leadership, we have defined a process to which we have agreed to. So I really don't want to conflate the two issues. Safe to say that we have pronounced ourselves on this unfortunate situation that we condemn. And of course, the management will be seized with what then needs to happen. Because of course, we want a situation whereby such an act is prevented from occurring in the near future. But be that as it may, we should be accorded this space to then engage on the issues and see how best we can find each other.
I appreciate your time. Jongi Zizwe Idlabati is MMC for Finance in the city of Ekurhuleni.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.